Well, the phones have lit up for this.
Question.
Ask me. Ali asks.
Should I inform another parent that their 14-year-old teenager is sending explicit images? This, unfortunately, has happened to a friend of mine. She's interstate. She has a 15-year-old son, and he has been sent explicit images from a 14-year-old girl. So that is the big question.
Did he return, sir?
What would you do, Spider?
I don't think I would.
Would you?
I wouldn't face off at another parent. I don't think that's my responsibility to tell them.
But wouldn't you want to know, as a parent of a teenager, if your son was sending explicit images, would you want to know, like in protection of him?
No, I think Sheree would find out anyway, but no, I'd ask him, and I'd believe the way you brought him up wouldn't do it. And I know it's a part of society. You always believe that. It's no different to drugs and alcohol and everything. I don't think I'm in a position to go to another parent and tell him.
It is a crime, though, Spider, and I warned my son that this may happen to him. He's 15, and if he was to then send that image on, that's a crime too. And there's two crimes then under the Telecommunications
Act. So what
Act.
Would you say?
So would
I would
you...
definitely get in touch with the other parent and
you
let
would.
Them know.
Ali?
100%.
Look, I would, because I know if it were my children doing that, my teenagers, I would absolutely want to know. Now, if I was worried about contacting that other parent because I didn't know them, I'd do it through the school.
Okay.
The school counsellor.
Yeah,
or...
I'd have no trust in schools.
Yeah.
Ryan in Bigger Waters, what do you reckon?
Well, I agree entirely with Ali. Yeah, you cannot just sit by and not deal with this sort of thing. The parents of the girl need to know that she is doing this.
Yeah.
Right? The parents, the boy, he needs to be counselled not to accept these things.
Okay. No, thanks,
thank
Ronnie.
You, Ron.
Thanks,
all right,
Ron.
Let's go to Madrabar. Tracy, would you or should you inform another parent that their 14-year-old teenager is sending explicit images?
Tracy.
Oh, is that me?
Yes. Tracy.
Oh, hi. Yeah, absolutely. Let them know. So there's three offences happening there. There's underage sending photographs of someone that's creating child exploitation material and possessing it. If you've got it in your possession and you've got someone underage, that's an offence.
Yep.
And then if you are distributing it.
Okay.
So both of them are committing offences, but also the long-term effects of this, that people don't think about the apps they're sending it on. Those apps own those photographs. So,
okay. Can I ask, Tracy, would you go about it?
I'd ring the parent, get hold of the parent however they need to, and go and chat with them, let them see what the photographs are, explain the fact that it's actually an offence, because while the son has then got that photograph, he's in possession of an underage child photograph. So then that's an offence that her son's committing as well by having it on his phone. So, this stuff is lifetime consequences.
Yes.
And if they're caught, and it's easy evidence because it's on a phone. Like, it can be tracked and found, and it's the stupidest way for kids to be messing up and consequences for the rest of their lives.
Thanks, Tracy.
Thank you, Tracy.
Okay, Luke in Eleanor, what do you reckon? Would you be telling the parents?
Morning, legends. Hey, look, you're right. It is a problem that our generation really don't understand.
True.
If we wanted to send a photo to a girl we liked, it'd take 3 weeks through Australia Post.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and their parents might say, no.
Well, by then we had a crush or she didn't like you anymore, so it's quite embarrassing. But I think back to the root of the problem, socially, that mother has to be very careful not to put her son in a bad situation as well. Going through the school council, I thought, was a great idea.
Okay.
Well,
yeah, me too.
It's such a tough one, isn't it? Because I know what you're saying, Spidey. You don't want to get involved and you don't want to... But I just think as a parent, I would really, really want to know. And you know what? I love that we're having this conversation and to all the teenagers that are listening now. Look, we're actually hoping to get child psychologist Sandy Ray on the phone, because we are not experts in this field, that's for sure.
Yep.
So hopefully we can get some advice from her on next.
Yep. Triple M Breakfast with Flan, Ali and Spider.
So we have the one and only Sandy Ray on the phone. She's a leading practicing psychologist in Melbourne of 30 years. professional standing. She's also Channel 9's guru. Good
Absolutely.
Morning, Sandy Ray.
Good morning. How are you all?
Good, thank you. I should say Dr. Sandy Ray.
Not yet. No,
oh,
no,
not
no.
Yet.
I'm doing my PhD. Not quite yet. I'm hoping to submit my thesis at the end of the year.
Okay.
And then you can say doctor.
All right.
Fantastic.
All right. Well, we can't wait for that. Now, Sandy, we were speaking earlier. A friend of mine, their son has had a nude photo sent to him from a 14-year-old girl. Should we as parents be reporting that to the parents of this girl?
Look, it's a really complex topic, isn't it? You know, what are our moral obligations? What do we need to do to look after our children? I think the very first advice as a global introduction to the topic is reflect as a parent. Do you feel comfortable having these conversations about sexual images and porn? You know, you need to be confident and be prepared for questions. If not, get educated. Understand what conversations need to be had. And it's okay if you don't feel confident. You know, there are parents who don't like talking about sex, who don't like, you know, talking about nudity or porn or things like that. So don't avoid the topic because you do feel uncomfortable. If you do feel uncomfortable, resource other people. You know, maybe you want to talk to other parents. What do they do? What are their discussions?
Sandy, as a father of a 15-year-old kid, boy, I had a chat with him. I said, if this ever happens to you, for God's sake, don't send it on. It's actually a crime. To do that and to share that image. But the question I wanted to ask was, is there a chance that the three of us, you know, who are all 40 plus, that we're the prudes? Is this a movement in a generation where they're saying, I'm not embarrassed about my body, and if I want to send a picture of myself in the nude, I will. I mean, 14 is too young in my view, but are we the prudes?
No, look, I don't think that's the conversation at all. I think the first port of call was, a moment ago, get yourself educated, but your job as a parent is to protect your children, and perhaps they don't understand some of the personal legal obligations and implications of sending on nude photos. First of all, they need to understand that it is an offence. By sending nude photos, that is classified as child pornography, and it's an offence.
Okay.
They need to understand the age of consent. What does that mean, for instance? They need to understand that it may be a cybercrime, and that you don't go to a cyber jail, you go to real jail if people are caught out. So those words or images could amount to a lot of power and used against your child.
Is it more relative to boys or girls?
Look, I don't know how many got any stats on that, but you know, I think for both parties, they need to understand that they lose control with what they share. Now, once that image is there, it can be used anywhere.
You mentioned that for a lot of parents who aren't comfortable having these conversations, to not just avoid them, but to get help and look for references. Can you please, before we let you go, recommend where parents can go to maybe help them have these difficult conversations?
If you feel awkward about talking about it for starters, I would immediately go and start Googling. But there are plenty of sites to give you hints. And of course, it's not just this conversation. It's about the relationship you have with your child at first instance, isn't it? You know, to drill home to them, I think.
I think a really big problem too for the parents is that they're met. I mean, I remember myself as a teenager, Sandy, the last thing I wanted to do was have a conversation with either of my parents or anyone in my family or anyone over the age of probably 16, to be honest, about sex and all the rest of it. So, yes,
it's a
very difficult.
Topic for some, isn't it?
It is. It absolutely is. Anyway, Sandy Ray, soon to be Dr. Sandy Ray,
soon.
Child psychologist.
Thank you very much.
We thank you so much for your time on a very difficult topic.
Fabulous. Good to speak with you.
Yeah, thank you, Sandy. And if any of this has triggered you in any way, you can call Lifeline 13 11 14. Also, Kids Helpline on 1-800-55-1800. Flan Alley and Spider.